Guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. I'm going to do another Joker's Wild where I answer questions that you guys write in to me. And as always, if you want to ask questions yourself, just email, send them in to my beingthebestbachelor@gmail.com. That link you can find on my About page on the YouTube channel. Just make sure to put on the subject line, put advice. So that way I can make it separate from all my other emails because I've been getting quite a few lately. So right here, from Planning for the Inevitable, says, "Hey Joker, just watched your video on Girl Power Movement is awesome for men. You listed a bunch of positives, but I was wondering about old age. I come from a traditional family, and one of those things taught is that when you're old and sick, perhaps, you and your wife can take care of each other and be in each other's company. Now I realize that's a romanticized idea because I've seen how my grandmother and family behaved just before my grandfather died. But at the very minimum, he still had the family around. So if I'm going to be in The Bachelor for life, then what would I do in my old age?" Well, a lot of times we think of this and we say, you know what, my favorite one from the women is they say, when I say, well, I'm going to be single, not going to get married, you know, I don't need a wife for that kind of thing. You know, women are kind of only good to fool around with, don't need them for much else. My favorite post or the favorite thing that I've ever been told, and I've seen this in posts as well, is then all of a sudden the women say, yeah, but, you know, who's going to take care of you in old age? And aren't you afraid of dying alone? And who's going to cook and clean for you and be around the house for you? And my question is, if I always reversed it, can you imagine what would happen if I said, hey, yeah, I want to get married and have a family because, you know, I need someone to cook and clean for me and so someone to take care of me in my old age. Women would tell you, you're full of it. I mean, they'd never accept those rules as a reason to get married. But when you say you don't want to get married, that's the only thing they really have to offer for you. Is so you don't die alone, and so that if you're sick or you're old, you have something to do. Well, in answer to your question, I'll say this. Let's say you find a family. Let's say you find a woman and decide to have kids. What are the odds that you stay married with her until the end? Well, right now, it's about a 60% divorce rate. So already the odds are heavily stacked against you. Let's say you have kids. Well, the odds are pretty heavily stacked against you that you'll be able to have custody of them. You may have some custody of them, but, you know, if things go poorly, nothing says that she won't be saying things behind your back to turn the kids against you and make them dislike you anyway. Now, oftentimes, as the kids get older, they realize that you're actually a good guy and they kind of come around and they will accept you for you. But it's when you're a little bit younger, a lot of times it can be pretty rough, or when they're a little bit younger, pretty rough that they don't necessarily take kindly to you because of all the ill words that the mother puts in their ears. But you know, when you think about it, do you really want to say get married at, I don't know, if you're a young guy, 30 or even 40? Let's say you live to 80 or 85 years old. Do you really want to spend 45 years of your life with someone that, number one, the romantic life goes out the window after the first year or two? And then after that, well, the house gets decorated the way she wants it. And usually, if she is going to cook, very rarely are you going to get exactly what you want. Your special meal might be something that you want cooked for you, maybe once a week. But most of the time, it's going to be what either the kids want or what she wants because she's cooking it. I mean, I know if I was cooking for the family, I'd be cooking things that I was in the mood for and they can just deal with it. Do you want to have to spend, I don't know, the tens of hundreds of thousands of dollars that you'd have to spend for both the kids and the missus for those 45 years until you're in your old age? So, you know, in the end, it's basically spending all your life on somebody else, for somebody else, with no guarantees that she's going to even be there for you in the end. And if she is, what do you get? 5-10 years of where you're, you know, in the last years of your life. When do you really need help? Well, if it's just a little bit of help, you can hire a nurse. And there's nurses that you can hire to come in and help you with certain tasks. You can go to a home And of course, it doesn't sound very palatable at the time, but when everybody in the retirement home is your age, it's kind of like hanging out with other people. As a matter of fact, they're down here in, it's called the Villages in Florida. And down in Florida, in the Villages, they have some retirement homes. And they were having a real problem because the bedroom funk, old people were sleeping with each other and they were catching stuff from each other. And they had to have doctors come in and get everybody cleared up because they were giving each other stuff back and forth because they weren't using protection, obviously, because, you know, no one's gonna get in the way of being pregnant. So, you know, they're still getting some action at 60s, 70s, and 80s, although that's not really an image I want to think about to this date. So you have a couple of options. You know, in your old age, you can have, number one, you'll have friends if you work at it. You know, there's still hobbies. There are communities where retired people move to. There are activities that you can do. You can have a nurse. You can hire a nurse to come in and help you out and take care of you and help you with things around the house. As far as, you know, having your lawn mowed and things like that, well, she's not going to help you with that. You're going to have to hire someone to mow the lawn. And if you're not able to climb up and fix the roof, well, she's certainly not going to climb up and fix the roof. So, you know, let's define taking care of you. She's, you know, most women can't cook nowadays, so she certainly wouldn't be cooking you dinners. Yeah, she could probably scoop up the laundry and put it in a laundry machine for you, but you can do that for yourself. And again, if you're at that point and you can't do that, then more than likely you're going to hire a nurse or an assistant. You can hire a cleaning lady. When I had an apartment up in Raleigh, North Carolina, I had a cleaning lady come in once a month. Now, I did the little every day-to-day cleaning. You know, I'd run the vacuum cleaner once a week. I'd do my own laundry and things like that. But you can hire one to come in, and I'd have her go around the baseboards and really scrub out the toilets and the showers. And, you know, I'd keep it up pretty clean, but I'd have them do a deep cleaning, take a professional cleaning all over the place, or professional vacuum and wipe down the baseboards and all the stuff I didn't want to do. And it cost me like $100 a month. You know, at your age, that may be a lot of money, but as you get a little bit older, that's not too much. So, you know, other than that, if you're thinking about just companionship, I don't know, you gotta kind of think of it like, what is companionship at that age? If you've been with somebody for 30 or 40 years, my parents have been together for 55, 60, they don't talk much. My mom sits on her iPad and she plays apps, mostly card games and like Mahjong and some other things like that. And my dad will be sitting there reading through like magazines for finance or for, he used to read Popular Mechanics. I don't know if that's around anymore, but he'd read mechanics or things about cars, and he reads his magazines, but they don't really talk much. They don't really communicate because they know everything. They know there's not much, so they both sit there and do their thing, and usually the TV is on the background with news or game shows. So my dad likes the news, my mom likes the game shows, and they kind of have the same routine every day. So at that point in time, and my mom does cook. My dad probably couldn't cook to save his life. And my dad does all the little errands and mowing the lawn and things like that. Even at 85, he's still pretty active. So when you think about it, really companionship at that point in time is just a warm body in the room keeping you company. But that's not really, I mean, is that really happiness? I think I would rather and not dedicate the 45 years before 85, you know, because let's say I'm 45 now or 47 now. Do I really want to spend the next 30 or 40 years of my life making someone else happy and kind of not living the life that I want to live just to have someone around for the last 2 or 3 years of my life when maybe I can't do the things myself, or I'd rather do for myself and then just hire somebody to do it? I think I'd have to go the other way. But again, that's if you make it that far. First divorces end something like 60% of the time. Second divorces are 70, and I think third are 80 or 85. So your odds if you don't make it through the first marriage, your odds go down by another 10%, and then they go down again. So there's a point in time where you're just so behind, and each one of those divorces, they could take you for child support, they could take you for alimony, they could take you for a lot of things that maybe you don't want to have to deal with because that's going to cut your retirement down. So in the end, let's face it, we all, when we go, we all go alone. I mean, those last days or hours or weeks or maybe even a month of your life, you're gonna be doing that on your own. So the year or two before then, just to have somebody around, what's the value of that? You know, I can't say it's worth giving up all that time in your life just to have a little bit of comfort at the end. So what I would say to do is, you know, if having a family is important to you, it's a gamble. But if you know, it's not to say that it can't happen for you. You're just going to be giving up a lot of your freedom, a lot of your choice, and you're going to be dedicating the next 20 years for, you know, your kids until whenever they go through college and finish that kind of thing. And then after that, you're going to be sacrificing the next 20 to 25 years of your life for a wife. So you're giving up the next 40 years of your life just for, again, those last few years. In the meantime, take someone like me. I'm going to casually date. I'll still have my fun. I'll probably have more action than you do because the action goes away after you have kids and you're married for a couple of years. So usually the single guys are getting more action than you are. I'll be able to travel. I spend my money as I wish. I get to enjoy the hobbies that I want. And the only time where your life might be a little bit better than mine is maybe in those last 2 or 3 years of life when you're surrounded by your loved ones and you're happy. But by then, I'll tell you, if I really still wanted to be surrounded by people that I think care for me, even if it's not really care for me, I'll go over to Southeast Asia. I'll get a wife that's 30 or 40 years younger than me. You know, she'll cook and she'll do the laundry and she'll take care of everything around the house and I'll finance everything and she'll be happy and I'll be relatively happy and I'll go out that way. I mean, there are options. But don't worry about your old age in the last couple of years of your life. Don't worry about changing the next 40, 50, 60 years of your life just to worry about the last couple of years. You know, if things are going well for you, you're going to have lots of friends, lots of companions, lots of people to date, lots of hobbies, lots of travel. You'll have so many other things to do with your life, you won't even be worried about it. You know, don't worry about something that's that far down the road. It won't much matter anyway. Guys, if you'd like to support my work, links are below. Thank you for all of those that have. And as always, if you have a question, send a little something in. I'll read it up for you. And we'll answer some more questions for you. Guys, I'll leave it there. This is Better Bachelor. I'm Joker. And, you know, just remember, if you're worried about old age, it's only a couple years and it's the very end. Don't throw away everything between now and then just for a couple years of peace of mind. Thank you.